Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. And even when he said that to the disciples, I don't think he really got what that meant. I don't think that the disciples did, because they didn't know he was going to go to the cross. He would tell them over and over again, and they just didn't get it. I mean, the whole book of Mark, if you really look it through Mark over and over again, Jesus is like, you guys don't get it. I'm going to the cross. Pick up your cross and follow me. If you don't want to, you know, take it from Peter, Jesus said in John 15, 18 to 20, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. Keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you don't belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That's why the world hates you. Remember, and here's that word again, do this in remembrance of me. Remember, remember. I believe that this night is a night of remembrance. Of remembrance. And he says, remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. It's a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing when we think about take up your cross and follow me. Again, going back to that drama from John to Judas, from Thomas to Peter, from the Roman soldier to Barabbas, all of this is to open up our eyes and cause us to focus on the work of the cross. A lot of this here that you see before you is symbolic. It's symbolic. This towel holds a special meaning for me. It says A.G., Jonathan Potter, and it's not just special because it has my name on it, okay? I got this after I'd been licensed as a minister for about 5 years. I applied for ordination, and they gave me a plaque, but they also gave me this. And in some ways, I think this is more important because we are all to take up the basin and the towel, aren't we? That here I just have a plastic basin, but Jesus would have had something similar, a basin. And he would have, as we talked about even in the drama, but as we know, Jesus would go up to each of the disciples, wouldn't he? And he'd wash their feet. And Peter said, no, no, Jesus, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't wash my feet. And Jesus says an important thing here. He says, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. What did he mean by that? Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. He's saying, Peter, there is coming a spiritual washing where I'm going to wash your sins away. And although you're going to deny me over and over and over again, because I've washed you, I have you. I wash you, I have you. So Peter, I need to wash you. I need to wash you. And I believe also when Jesus was saying that, he was striking a chord with Peter, because Peter was one that, he was one that had self-righteousness. Wasn't he? He was the one that said, if everybody else betrays you, I'm not going to betray you. He was the one that took the sword out and lopped off the ear. But what happened? Jesus said, put your sword away, Peter. And he picked up the ear and healed the man immediately. Peter tried to do it in his own work. He tried to do it in his own strength. But yet in the same night that he's willing to take a bullet for Jesus, the same night he's willing to get cut to pieces from a sword that may come at him, he denies Christ 3 times. And I think it hit on this self-righteousness that so many times we try to do Christianity in a way that, God, if I can work hard enough, that maybe I can earn your salvation. If I can just do enough, then maybe I can wipe the stain off. I can wipe what mess that I've got myself in. And Jesus said, Peter, if you don't allow me to wash you, you have no part in me. It's not about what you can do. It's about what I can do. The symbol of the basin and the towel. The symbol of the basin and the towel. It's a symbol of cleansing. What does the Bible say? It says that our self-righteousness, our self-righteous works are like dirty rags. Filthy rags. It's interesting, kind of the rag connection there. That Jesus would wash our feet. And it was a foreshadowing, wasn't it? It was a foreshadowing of what would happen here. Communion was a foreshadowing of what would happen here. So many symbols that Jesus put forth would come out in actualization in the cross. The towel was a foreshadowing. Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Unless I wash you. Jesus showed the greatest humility. He showed the greatest demonstration of love. And he showed the greatest demonstration of sacrificial obedience. Those are three. I mean, if you really want to kind of narrow it down of what we should be like. Humble, full of love, and obedient sacrifice to the Lord. And he asks us to do likewise. So we see this at the Last Supper. We see this in the garden, and we see this in Golgotha. And we see it again actualized in the cross. I want you to take out that card that you have and take out that pen that you have. And I want you to begin to think about what Christ saved you from. What Christ saved you from. And if it comes to you right away, feel free to put it down. But I don't want you to just put down something Christianese. I don't want you to just put down something that's just like, you know, just comes to your head because, well, that's a random Christian thing to put down. I want it to be something that's from your heart. Something that's from your heart. What does he save me from? What does he save me from? I'm just going to take a moment, just a silence for you to think about that. What has he saved me from? This is a night of remembrance where we thank Christ for his demonstration of love, his sacrificial obedience, and his humility. In Philippians 2:6, it says, Jesus, being in very nature God, didn't consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Even death on a cross. Going back to Jesus washing the disciples' feet, when he was done washing the disciples' feet, he says, do you understand what I've done for you? Do you understand what I've done for you? And that's kind of my question to myself tonight. And my question to you, do you understand what Christ has done for you? I mean, you know, there is, I'll just give a little example. When you go to a master's level school, a lot of times in theology, they'll start asking you questions, but they don't want just, my teacher said this, so I'm spitting it out. They want to know that you worked through the theology, that you worked through the tough questions, that you worked through all these things, and that it's a part of you. It's a part of you. And I make that same connection to even this display right now, this symbol that I hold in my hand. That let it not be just something you threw down. I'll share with you what I put. I said, you saved me from purposelessness, from loneliness, from fear. I wrote a bunch on the back too. One of the things I put back here is work-based righteousness. Because although I knew Christ at such a young age, I always thought I wasn't good enough. I always thought I needed to really work and work and work to try to get to a place where I was worthy enough. And Jesus was saying the whole time, I want to wash your feet. I want to do a cleansing work that can only be done through me. That can only be done through me. Tonight, I want to share with you and kind of explain the matzah here that we have tonight for communion. And then what's going to happen, if Nate, if you could come up for just a moment and help me get the cross down. What we're going to do tonight, so you can understand where we're going with this, is that we're going to take that card and we're going to nail it into the cross. And what we're saying there is we're saying, Jesus, you saved me from this. You have done this great thing. There's hammers here, there's nails. And we're going to do, thank you, we're going to do communion a little bit different tonight. And when we do communion tonight, instead of us all taking it right at the same time, we're actually going to have a line come up. And what I want you to do is you're going to take the cup and you're going to take the bread, the body, and you're going to come over here. And you're going to just think on the cross, and then you're going to take communion. And then you'll take your card, and you'll take a nail, and you'll hammer it into the cross. Tonight, I want you to see this. This is what Jewish people even today eat for Passover. This is called matzah. And what matzah is it's unleavened bread. And I want you to see, it's kind of hard to see where we're at, but if you can see the burn marks coming down, they're almost like stripes. They're stripes. And if you look through this bread, you can see that there's piercings. It's pierced. In the same way, Jesus was pierced in the side, and in his hands, and in his feet. And it's striped, representing the stripes of Christ that he took. The stripes upon himself, the cat of nine tails that ripped him apart. And when we break that bread, again, it's symbolic of his body broken for us. He says, do this in remembrance of me. If worship team, if you could come forward. And they're going to begin by taking communion. And as they come forward, I always want to give an opportunity for you. Maybe you're far from the Lord. Maybe you know the Lord and you just want to be in that place where you make a recommitment to Him. Again, I believe that this is a solemn night. If you'd just bow your heads with me. And those that are bowing their heads, I want you to just, again, think about what even you wrote down or you're going to write down. Think of the body and the blood. Think about what He did, His work on the cross. If you want to pray with me saying, Lord Jesus, I want to commit my life to You, maybe for the first time, maybe for the 10th time, but you're just saying, I want to be Yours. I ask you that you would raise your hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. Thank you. I see that hand. And if you would just pray with me, Jesus, be my Savior. Be my God. I thank You for the work that You've done. That when I was so far away from You, You called me back to You. That I'm not doing this out of self-righteousness, but out of a grace where You, God, have done the work. A grace where You've done the work. And You shed Your blood on Calvary so I can be free. Amen. That's the beginning of a relationship with Him. And it's a reconfirmation.